For the first time in a decade, the University of Wisconsin-System Board of Regents has approved a tuition increase for undergraduate students from Wisconsin. It's Friday, March 31st. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin. Coming up, Danielle Kading tells us why the city clerk and superior has agreed to resign. And Sean Johnson has the second of two candidate profiles for next week's highly anticipated state Supreme Court race. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
For the first time in a decade, the University of Wisconsin-System Board of Regents approved a tuition increase for in-state undergraduate students. Rich Kramer reports the average increase of 5% comes as some Republican lawmakers work to limit future increases.
The state legislature barred Regents from raising tuition in 2013. The move was the result of GOP outrage over years of rate hikes while university reserves grew. Tuition has remained unchanged ever since. UW System Vice President for Finance Sean Nelson says campuses have since spent down reserves and cut staff to address budget shortfalls.
Well, this time we're proposing a modest increase in tuition and we're projecting our balances to go down. So very different story than how we got into the situation back 10 years ago.
Nelson says the number one reason for the increase is to help fund pay raises for UW employees. The board's vote comes days after GOP lawmakers introduced a bill to limit future tuition hikes. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Federal benefits for veterans has a major economic impact in Wisconsin. A new report by the University of Wisconsin Extension says while the number of veterans in the state is declining, federal spending is increasing. The state received $3.5 billion for veteran benefits in 2021. That funding supported over 36,000 jobs and accounted for $5.6 billion of economic activity. Joe Olick is with the Brown County Veterans Services Department. He says those benefits improve quality of life.
Once a veteran is connected with these services and benefits, it reduces homelessness, it reduces suicide, reduces economic financial stress.
Wisconsin veterans connect with benefits through the state's 72 county veteran service offices and 11 tribal veteran service officers. The city clerk and superior has agreed to resign as part of a separation agreement after being reprimanded for insubordination. Danielle Kading reports that agreement includes an acknowledgement that she is pursuing a federal discrimination complaint against the city.
Under the agreement, Superior City Clerk Camila Ramos has stopped working, but she'll continue to receive pay through June 24th. Ramos had been on administrative leave following an unsuccessful appeal of a reprimand by Superior Mayor Jim Payne. Not long after, Ramos filed a federal discrimination complaint. Payne declined to rehash details of the reprimand.
However, I should point out, I did say publicly that the information within the reprimand did merit termination.
The letter noted several policy violations. They included insubordination for disregarding Payne's directive to approve time off for the deputy clerk during the February primary election. Ramos will receive several months' pay and benefits as part of the agreement. She did not respond to requests for comment Thursday. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As state budget season gets underway, cabinet secretaries are pitching aspects of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' $104 billion proposal to lawmakers. Kathy Blumenfeld of the Department of Administration testified before the Joint Finance Committee today. She described the budget as an investment in Wisconsin's future. The governor's budget makes use of the state's unprecedented surplus, but Blumenfeld received pushback from some GOP lawmakers who said that this will leave Wisconsin in a hole. Republican State Senator Mary Felskowski of Irma warned of rising national inflation.
You're a CPA, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think it would be more responsible to slow the spending in anticipation of what we're seeing on a federal level?
Blumenfeld defended this spending proposal, saying it will yield long-term returns for the state. In the next several weeks, the Joint Finance Committee will also hold public budget hearings around the state. Coming up after the break, we've got our second candidate profile for the upcoming state Supreme Court race. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Former State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly is promising voters he won't be driven by politics if they return him to the bench. But the forces of Republican politics are swirling around Kelly like a storm. Kelly has shied away from talking directly about issues that might come before the court. But as Sean Johnson reports, his supporters are taking a decidedly different approach.
In mid-March, longtime conservative activist Bob Donnell organized what he called a conservative St. Pat's Party. He holds it at Clifford's Supper Club in Hales Corners, a village in southwest Milwaukee County. Strings of white lights hang from the ceiling, and at one end of a long banquet hall, a band plays. Donnell wears a National Rifle Association hat and a shirt decked with green clovers as he talks to friends at a table near the bar. He calls events like these educational rallies.
Or get out to vote things. That's what I do, is work like hell to get out the votes.
Orville Seamer, another longtime activist, says getting the votes out in this election might be more important than ever. He says Kelly's opponent, Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz, doesn't just hold a different judicial philosophy. He thinks she's a threat to more than a decade of conservative accomplishments.
Well, I think you look back, you know, all the Walker reforms, Act 10 and redistricting and, you know, the Dobbs decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, all those things, they don't appear on the ballot, but they really are on the ballot. People are voting on those issues.
The speakers at this event make a similar case. They include Republican lawmakers and former Republican Governor Tommy Thompson.
Everything that we believe in as conservatives is going to be up for grabs. That's how important this election is.
When it's Dan Kelly's turn to speak, he sidesteps all of these issues. He focuses on Protasiewicz. She shared her personal beliefs in this campaign, including her support for abortion rights. Kelly says Protasiewicz crossed a line for a judge.
This is an election like no other. And mostly because my opponent is a candidate like no other.
Kelly was an attorney in private practice until he was appointed to the court by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2016. He lost his first Supreme Court election in 2020. During a forum at the Milwaukee Press Club earlier this month, he said politics has no place in the courts, where the job of a judge is to apply the law.
I am running to be the most boring Supreme Court justice in the history of the country. Just the role of the court is not to be original. It's not to be innovative.
But Kelly has a history with Republicans. More than a decade ago, he defended the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps. Just last year, his clients included the state Republican Party and the Republican National Committee. Howard Schwaber teaches political science and law at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says Kelly's resume frees him up to run a more traditional judicial campaign.
He has all of that background that, without him having to say anything, tells those interests that he is their guy.
And those interests have taken notice and paid for the overwhelming majority of his political ads. They include Fair Courts America, a group funded by GOP megadonor Richard Uihlein, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Both have attacked Protasiewicz for being soft on crime, a staple of Republican campaigns. Democrats outspent those groups in the opening months of this campaign, but a recent tally showed conservatives closing the gap. Donnell, the longtime activist, says Kelly started out behind in this race, but thinks he has momentum.
I said 2 weeks ago, if I walked into Target and talked to 100 people, 95 of them would say, what election? Now they're starting to pay attention.
If Kelly loses, liberals would flip Wisconsin's Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years. If he wins, conservatives would likely keep their majority until at least 2026. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
To hear our profile of Kelly's opponent, Janet Protasiewicz, visit WPR.org. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Hope Kerwin, in this week for Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget to subscribe. We'll talk to you again on Monday.